The U.S. Department of Justice will have election monitors in four counties on Election Day, including Milwaukee and Wausau. Meanwhile, Kamala Harris also made her second trip to Wisconsin this week, with three stops across the state today, in Little Chute, Janesville, and later tonight in West Allis, where she's holding a rally just miles from the Trump event. Midweek, Harris fired up young voters in Madison. Reporter Stephen Potter was there.
All right, Madison, are we ready to do this?
Even as they waited in line to hear from Kamala Harris at the Get Out the Vote rally, the mostly young crowd had their minds made up.
One of the biggest issues for me is her plan for middle-class families and helping make housing more affordable, especially for people in my generation, Gen Z.
Students like UW-Madison senior Anne-Marie Goncalves said they understand what's at stake in this election.
We're the ones who these decisions are going to affect, and we're also going to have to deal with the ramifications and repercussions of the decisions that are made by our political candidates at the moment. So super important that we elect officials that we believe are going to be making the right choices for us.
Many said that they've already cast their ballot for Harris. Rashawn Overton drove up from Illinois.
I think people like me in this country, we often feel like we don't have the opportunity to be successful. So to hear Harris talk about building an opportunity economy, an economy in which we all get a chance just to like do something and thrive and find fulfillment within our life, it sounds amazing to me.
But older generations turned out to the event too.
Healthcare is very important. The economy of this country is really important. Coming up with a plan for immigration is important, and she's got all those things in a policy right now.
Inside the arena, the energy was stoked by the star power and a capacity crowd.
Early voting is happening right now. So make your plan. Bring your friends and get out there and vote.
The thousands of college students left with a homework assignment.
And if you are one of those people who has already cast a ballot, you've just signed yourself up to bring 10 people to the polls between now and Election Day.
Call and text 10 people in your life. That's all you have to do.
Kamala Harris made a direct appeal to young voters on the issues of climate change, gun violence, and reproductive rights.
You all are rightly impatient for change. These issues are not theoretical. This is not political for you. This is your lived experience. And I see you. And let us remember that your vote is your voice and your voice is your power.
Election Day will be the true test if Harris brought the energy and if Wisconsin voters, as they say, understood the assignment. Reporting from Madison, for Here and Now, I'm Stephen Potter.